You are about to listen to the statement entitled Creating the Conditions for International Peace and Human Security, presented by Jacqueline Cabasso to the United Nations First Committee on Disarmament and International Security. Jacqueline Cabasso is the Executive Director of Western States Legal Foundation, and she spoke on behalf of this foundation and the Lawyers Committee on Nuclear Policy, members of the International Association of Lawyers Against Nuclear Arms, and the Abolition 2000 Global Network to Eliminate Nuclear Weapons. This statement was delivered at the 10th meeting of the UN First Committee New York on October 17, 2018.
I now invite Ms. Jacqueline Cabasso from Western States Legal Foundation and Lawyers Committee on Nuclear Policy to make a statement. You have the floor, please.
Thank you. I speak on behalf of Western States Legal Foundation and Lawyers Committee on Nuclear Policy, members of the International Association of Lawyers Against Nuclear Arms and the Abolition 2000 Global Network to Eliminate Nuclear Weapons. We agree with the United States representative in her remarks last week that we are facing an unfortunate deterioration in the international security environment. Many delegations have pointed to modernization of nuclear weapons and massive nuclear weapons spending as areas of concern. But a more urgent reality is the increased scale and tempo of war games by nuclear-armed states and their allies, including nuclear drills. Ongoing missile tests and frequent close encounters between military forces of nuclear-armed states, including the U.S. and Russia and the U.S. and China, exacerbate nuclear dangers. The United States has introduced a proposal called Creating the Conditions for Nuclear Disarmament, arguing that unspecified conditions must be met in order for the security environment to improve before disarmament can take place. But the U.S. has it backwards. We advocate an approach we're calling Creating the Conditions for International Peace and Human Security, which envisions real progress on nuclear disarmament as contributing to peace and human security. Implementing the NPT's nearly 50-year-old disarmament obligations would be an excellent way to start rebuilding mutual trust and confidence in the global order. These include not only the obligation to negotiate effective measures in good faith for the elimination of nuclear weapons, but to seek as well the cessation of the nuclear arms race at an early date. After an all-too-brief post-Cold War lull, arms racing has resumed, this time mainly qualitative in nature. As a step towards reducing tensions and demonstrating good faith, the accelerating cycle of replacing aging nuclear weapons systems with new ones, in some cases with enhanced military capabilities, should cease. Instead, the cycle of retiring and dismantling nuclear warheads should accelerate. It is concrete actions like this that build confidence and reduce tensions, and that help to create the conditions for negotiations on reduction and elimination of nuclear arsenals. To be successful, these conditions likely must also include cessation of the growing arms race in strategically significant non-nuclear weapons systems. This competition makes confrontations among nuclear-armed states more dangerous, and its uneven development leads in some instances to more rather than less reliance on nuclear weapons. A viable international order requires the good faith execution of agreements, whether considered political or legal. It is therefore deeply disturbing that a member of the Permanent Five, the United States, has chosen to renounce its commitments under the JCPOA and to disregard a closely integrated Security Council resolution. Indeed, based on International Court of Justice precedent, Resolution 2231's call for implementation of the JCPOA is legally binding. We urge the General Assembly to exercise its responsibility to uphold international peace and security when the Security Council is unable to do so, and to demand compliance with the JCPOA and Resolution 2231. On the Korean Peninsula, the potential exists for a solution linking peace, development, and disarmament. An essential element is the elimination of the DPRK's nuclear weapons, but that must come in the context of ending reliance on nuclear weapons by all concerned parties in the region. One constructive step would be ratification of the CTBT by the U.S., China, and the DPRK. We stand at a nuclear crossroads in a starkly divided world. The nuclear-armed states and their allies and the non-nuclear states must find a way to start talking with each other rather than past each other. One approach would be for the nuclear-dependent states to recognize the TPNW as strengthening the NPT and the nuclear nonproliferation and disarmament regime. The TPNW compellingly articulates principles and aspirations for a nuclear weapons-free world, a world which nuclear-dependent states claim to seek. Nuclear disarmament should serve as the leading edge of a global trend towards demilitarization and redirection of resources to mitigate climate change and meet the Sustainable Development Goals.
You've just listened to the presentation of Jacqueline Cabasso on behalf of the Western States Legal Foundation and the Lawyers' Committee on Nuclear Policy before the UN First Committee, and a statement delivered in New York on October 17, 2018. For further information on current nuclear issues, you can visit the page dedicated to this topic at the Keep on East Course website. This recording was retrieved by Radio Niscor from UN Web TV and produced at our studios in Belgium on December 12, 2018.